Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Thank you for all the work that you do, for your longtime leadership. And
wow, it's hot here in the Love Shack. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. And add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to wgxc.org and clicking on the community calendar.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra or anytime at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory in Brooklyn, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory.
It's time for Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1983, Volume 2 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin in with Forgotten Bites at the Billboard Top 40 by Vandenberg and Martin Briley, as well as covers and samplings of classics of the year, including Dexys, Frida, Big Country, and yes, you guessed it, Frank Stallone. Now, though, it's Geek Speak time. The long dance is finally over, Skydance that is, as Paramount Global officially announced a deal has been reached to sell parent company National Amusements Limited to Skydance Media and Redbird Capital. Though this includes a 45-day window for other offers, it's expected to go through. Ditto regulatory approval, which was probably what thankfully killed Sony's interest. One of the first stated goals is to reevaluate Paramount Plus. There had already been a report from CNBC that mergers with other services, namely Max, are being discussed. But wait, there might be another studio on the auction block soon, again, as expected, for the 100th time. MSN first reported on Bank of America analyst Jessica Reif-Ehrlich's note to clients that Warner's Discovery needs to explore, quote, asset sales, restructuring, and or mergers that would create more shareholder value versus the status quo, unquote. Several days later, the Financial Times reported Zaslav is looking into selling off several assets or splitting the company, a la Viacom and CBS did in the 2000s. Kevin's Gate has finally arrived, almost 35 years since that was coined. Gods, I'm old. Kevin Costner's Horizon Part 1, first in a projected four-part Western saga, has bombed as hard as people thought Dances with Wolves would. The immediate effect being the delayed release of Part 2 from freaking August to later this year. That's where the hubris really became apparent for me. Even The Matrix waited 6 months between sequels. It's hoped the delay will help grow the audience as the first part just hit premium VOD and will air on Max in several months. Since then, World of Real has floated a rumor Netflix is seeking to acquire the next installment and help fund the remaining two. Very soon, you may pass a red box for the last time. Variety broke that parent company Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and several weeks later, this was upgraded to Chapter 7. Entering full liquidation and a selling off of assets, including the remaining 24,000 kiosks. It's not Max, it's HBO. In late June, it was reported through Deadline that several major tentpole Max originals, including It prequel Welcome to Derry, DCU installment Lanterns, and the new Harry Potter, would instead premiere on a classic HBO rather than being exclusively on the beleaguered streamer. Since then, the upcoming and already advertised Max originals The Penguin and Dune Prophecy have been announced to also move to home box office following a renegotiation of international licensing agreements. Our first set today begins with Charlie declaring it's inevitable. We'll be right back.
when you play the game of dumb love. When he holds you tight, does it feel alright? Just like it used to do when I was with you, making love to you. This burning
Today's first set began with It's Inevitable by Charlie, which slid into the Billboard Top 40 on August 13, 1983, at number 38. After that was Martin Briley with The Salt in My Tears, which made it to number 36 on July 30th. The block ended with Burning Heart, obviously not the other Survivor song from the Rocky series, but by Vandenberg, which peaked at number 39 on March 12th. From Heroic Eternal to The Greatest Hero No One Can Ever Know, Nexus Point News has reported, and gotten some legitimacy via a social media share by Daniel Rickman, that Kumail Nanjiani has possibly already been cast as screw-up-slash-secret time cop Booster Gold for his DCU, presumably now HBO instead of Max, series. Here I was, ready to go into how Marvel had rebuffed the brother duo directors who gave them four of their biggest hits because of how over-budget and underperforming their post-MCU projects have turned out. And then the Hollywood Reporter steps up to say, Trade broke the discussions had begun with the Russo brothers to return to helm the next two Avengers installments. It may be a villain free-for-all in Fantastic Four, as Daniel RPK claims that, in addition to main threat Galactus, the first act of the fourth cinematic stab again in Marvel's first family right will see them facing off with multiple other villains in the first act before the giant purple planet eater shows up. X-Men 97 has found its new showrunner, What If and Miss Marvel vet Matthew Chauncey, taking over for the still mysteriously booted Beau DeMayo with next season, which was still developed by the latter.
Welcome back to the Crips, boils and ghouls.
I can't do it as well as Griffin Newman. Next week sees the return of EC Comics as an imprint for Oni Press. But because of the rights issues that have kept everyone's favorite Pun Factory host from returning in any form, we'll be getting three new hosts introducing the first new series, Epitaphs from the Abyss. The Gravedigger, the Tormentor, and the Grand Inquisitor will host stories by an all-star creative team, including Brian Azzarello, Stephanie Phillips, Vlad Legostave, Jorge Fornes, and more. Taking us to the bottom of the hour, here's Mame Sanchi by Yitka Zelenkova, covering Frank Stallone's hit from the infamous Saturday Night Fever sequel, Staying Alive.
Grace and an ace hidden up. to believe. Touch her hair, but the bed is empty. Turn on the light, and she's not even there.
Deep in the dark.
Uh-oh.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1983 Volume 2 continues on WGXC. Prior set started with Yitka's Zelenkova's Mame Sanchez covering Frank Stallone's Far From Over. That peaked at number 10 on October 1st Billboard Top 40 as a single from the soundtrack to Staying Alive, the misbegotten but actually not financially unsuccessful Sly Stallone directed sequel to Saturday Night Fever. That was followed by Laura Branigan's reimagining of Falco's Der Kommissar into Deep in the Dark, the After the Fire cover of Kommissar, making it number 5 on April 30th. We ended with the original version of Salt-N-Pepa's I Gotcha, sampling the beat from Frida's I Know There's Something Going On, which peaked at number 13 on March 26th. Personal anecdote, I never heard that classic until it was used as end credits music for the pivotal Daria episode I Loathe the Parade, aka the one where she realizes she doesn't loathe Jane's boyfriend Tom at all, quite the opposite. And I presume it was just an indie alt song, as those genres were where most of the show's background music came from. Flash forward several years later, and I hear it on a 70s, 80s retro station, and I'm like, wait, what? One googling later, and I'm smacking my head. After decades of fan wish and expanded universe exploration, we're obviously not counting the run-ins with the Predator, aliens are finally making their way to Earth. Shortly after Noah Hawley's FX series wrap production, and while discussing Fargo's Emmy nominations with Variety, he revealed that the title for the series expected to air next year as is Alien Earth. While still not 100% official, it's pretty clear we won't be waiting that long for Doom Messiah after all. Multiple trades first reported that Warners and Legendary have scheduled untitled Denis Villeneuve event film for December 2026, with several other trades since adding that it likely is Messiah. Paramount Plus may not be letting Terry Metalis continue the Enterprise's legacy, but the Picard showrunner isn't lacking for work. Along with the previously announced showrunner position on Vision Quest, Hollywood Reporter announced that 20th Century Television has tapped him to write a remake of cult classic 1985 sci-fi drama Enemy Mine, based on a 1979 novella by Barry B. Longyear, in which human Dennis Quaid and reptilian alien Lou Gossett Jr. are forced to survive together on a hostile world. And then Geeks speak with the long-rumored, now-confirmed return of Sam Raimi to horror. Deadline broke he's closed a deal with 20th Century Films to direct and produce his first non-franchise movie since Drag Me to Hell, entitled Send Help, as of now only known to be set on an island. Today's penultimate set starts off with some history, as we hear the actual inspiration for Come on Eileen, which isn't a misremembering of Stan Smith's future wife's name like American Dad would have you believe. Here's Northern Soul legend Jimmy James with A Man Like Me.
like this without a reason. Another promise falling through, another season passes by you. I never took the smile away from anybody's face, and that's a desperate way to look for someone who is still a child. In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice buzz the mountainside. Flowers in the desert, but I can live and breathe and see the sun in winter time. In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice by the mountainside. Stay alive. In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice by the mountainside.
Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 3 Tuesdays with a show wrapping up House of the Dragon's second season and celebrating the return of the Merc of a Mouth and his adamantium-laced partner. We're going out with a set that starts with the mixed version of Frida's I Know There's Something Going On. That'll be followed by Iggy Pop's Loco Mosquito, his take on Charlie Ellis' The Clapping Song, which got a second burst of life in 1983 through a top 40 cover by P. Isadora, and end with another 80s classic origin point. The Mighty Diamonds is highly less kid-friendly, urban legend-spawning Pasta Coochie, remade in 1983 by musical youth as Pasta Duchy, which peaked on the Billboard Top 40 at number 10 on February 26th. Thanks for listening, and stay safe.
rubber dolly.
Hey!
Feel the chill as I see and heard them say,
oh, you're the same when you
Jokes.